The Pew Internet Study of 2009, quoted and cited on this slide, is an illustration of some of the impetus that's driving patient-centered care. This is a driving force that the Pew report refers to as, quote, the rise of the active patient. And this is contributing to the call for patient-centeredness. The American public, once content with static pages of health information on the web or maybe in a book, is really starting to shift towards active information provision. As stated above, the public is moving towards reading blogs, participating on social networks, and the like. Patients are changing, our healthcare system is changing, and along with this, the provider population and the educational system that trains them must change as well. It's a new world. One of the incredibly popular social networking sites at present is called Patients Like Me, where people with similar health concerns interact with one another, they learn from one another, they share, and they become more empowered patients. You may want to visit this site if you've not seen it already. Also, if you have not experienced virtual worlds such as Second Life, you should become acquainted with it. There is tremendous growth in that sector, as well as in regards to both the active patient and virtual simulation and interaction for the education of health professionals. The takeaway here is that patient-centered care is not a movement that some genius in an office came up with. It's a natural byproduct of information access that has been enabled by the growth of information and communication technologies.